KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal. The lovers in Jim Jarmusch's weirdly wonderful Only Lovers Left Alive like to talk about Einstein's take on the theory of entanglement, what he called spooky action at a distance. Their specific reference is to quantum mechanics, which allows for the interaction of two particles, even if they're at opposite ends of the universe. But you don't have to be an Einstein to know that Tom Hiddleston's Adam and Tilda Swinton's Eve also see themselves as the embodiments, and being vampires, the embloodiments, of that kind of connectedness. And you don't have to be a fan of Jarmusch's special brand of indie spookiness to enjoy his new film. All that's required is patience with its languorous pace, plus a willingness to swing between amusement and delight, with periodic pauses at ennui. When the story begins, Eve is in Tangier, a city with a druggy past. Adam is in Detroit, a city with a dreary present. And they're connected not by quantum mechanics, but by the internet. An iPhone on her side, and on his, an assortment of obsolete electronic components that somehow summon up her image on an ancient TV screen. And what an image it is! Swinton's visage is exotic enough in the world of ordinary humans. As a vampire, she's hypnotic. Both Adam and Eve are aesthetes, though their refined sensibilities lead them to different conclusions about life. That's why they haven't been living together. He's an underground rock musician who likes to write funeral music, think the Grateful Undead. Depressive, reclusive, and borderline suicidal, he's dismayed by the state of art and culture and by what the zombies, meaning us humans, are doing to the planet. She's in excellent spirits and stunningly good shape, especially for a 3,000-year-old, so she flies from Morocco to Detroit on connecting night flights to comfort him in his cluttered lair. She is also in a mode reminiscent of Woody Allen's Midnight in Paris, our guide for the film's whimsical tour of literary history. On the subject of Adam's long-playing funk, she has no doubt about the cause. I mainly blame Shelley and Byron and some of those French fools he used to hang around with. All of this is clever enough to keep us entertained in the almost complete absence of conventional action, and there are several other zestful performances. Mia Wasikowska as Eva's trashy sister who arrives from Los Angeles, which Adam calls Zombie Central. Anton Yelchin as Ian, Adam's zombie gopher, and Jeffrey Wright as Adam's blood supplier, a hematologist named Dr. Watson. But a funny thing happens on the way to Farce Central, which is where the film first seems to be headed. Swinton and Hiddleston complement each other so elegantly that languor gives way to a genuinely affecting and erotic love story. These two exiles from humanity truly are inseparable, wherever fate and the blood supply may take them. And we're entangled, too. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.
KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.